Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another incredible installment from very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Monday, and welcome back. What a long weekend in the middle swamp. Now, I have to tell you, being at the Wyoming GOP State Convention makes being in the little swamp way more tolerable. You're still in Cheyenne, and you still have to deal with all of the problems that Wyoming is facing, which is a lot of the reason why we were all there. A couple of the big stories that came out of the convention is we censured Mark Gordon. Now the media wants to play it like it's some sort of big thing, and it's true that Mark Gordon is only the second governor to be censured since some guy over in Arizona. But still, the important point is not really that he was censured. That was coming after he said dumb stuff like this.
And I know what's happening on the environmental side. We've had several glaciers that have been delisted as glaciers in the West. It is clear that we have a warming climate. It is clear that carbon dioxide is a major contributor to that challenge. There is an urgency to addressing this issue. And it isn't going to be solved only by turning off fossil fuels.
Climate change is real, and we're not going to solve it only by turning off fossil fuels, which means that he's going to include turning off fossil fuels in it. But he also said this.
So in the case of, one of the biggest issues, I think, for the nation, and one that I'm very proud of for Wyoming, is that we are the first state that has said we're going to be carbon negative.
No, we didn't say that. You did. And there's lots more where that came from. There's all the climate change nonsense that Governor Mark Gordon has been spewing for the last year and a half. But there's also the little problem of him vetoing House Bill 125, the repeal of gun-free zones in Wyoming. That sort of irritated Wyoming Republicans a little bit. And don't forget his veto of Senate File 54 that would have given everyone in Wyoming a 25% tax cut. Don't forget about that one. And don't forget his veto of regulating so-called abortion doctors. The reason I say so-called doctors is you can't take the Hippocratic Oath and then kill a whole bunch of babies. See what I mean? Anyhow, Wyoming Republicans have a litany of reasons why we could censure Mark Gordon, and all of them came to a head in Cheyenne this weekend. But the fact that he got censured really isn't the story at all. Rather, that there wasn't a whole lot of debate on it. Now, in the Resolutions Committee, it only passed by a vote, but when it got to the floor, there wasn't really any discussion of it at all. Now, the floor rules of the convention, and this is something that the Cowpie tried to talk about in their morning news update, or whatever it is that they're calling that, but the Cowpie got it all wrong. Big shocker there, I know. Here's what they said in their video news update.
The Wyoming Republican Party censured Governor Mark Gordon at its state convention on Saturday. The censure was drafted in the party's resolution committee and failed to meet the 75-person threshold needed to open the topic for discussion, indicating that if the censure had gone to a vote, it likely would have passed by a large majority.
There's a lot there, and you might say that actual journalists would check their facts before reporting on them, but of course that's not a standard at the Cowpie. First, the Mark Gordon censure was not drafted in the Resolutions Committee. First of all, that's not how a committee works. Someone brings a resolution to the committee, and then the committee works on it. That's how every single committee works in the legislature. Generally speaking, they don't draft their own legislation, nor does a committee at the Wyoming State Convention draft their own resolutions. So there's the first problem. Here's the second one. Now remember, the Cowpie claims to be actual journalists, as opposed to me, who they say is not a journalist and only engages in entertainment. I'll get to that in just a second. Now remember, the cow pie is a bunch of journalists. Here you go.
Committee and failed to meet the 75-person threshold needed to open the topic for discussion.
That's not even close to correct. They should know better. Trotsky was present at the entire convention. The censure of Mark Gordon was placed on a consent agenda, meaning that pretty much everybody thought there wasn't going to be any opposition to it. The 75-vote thing that they're talking about was to remove something from the consent agenda in an effort to kill it. This isn't like the introductory vote during a budget session in the legislature. The truth is, when someone attempted to remove the Mark Gordon censure resolution from the consent agenda, again, in an effort to kill it, they didn't get anywhere close to 75 votes. So anyway, cow pie morning fake video news. Last on this topic, it was brought to my attention Saturday evening that Trotsky Wolfson doesn't consider cowboy state politics to be journalism. In fact, he told several people that it's only entertainment, and the only thing that I really do is entertain my base. Now, Trotsky, if you would like me to go through the last 25 articles that you've written and point out every single inaccuracy in them, I'm happy to do that. And please let me know when you dig up a story and report on it that has significance across the entire state. I don't know, like maybe the University of Wyoming training drag queens on the taxpayer dime, or perhaps Clark Stith allowing his office to be used by the Wyoming caucus in violation of Wyoming law. Or maybe that the vast majority of the Wyoming caucus took money from Pfizer before they voted on a bill that would have directly affected Pfizer. Or perhaps you would like to talk about all of the interviews that have happened on cowboy state politics that you couldn't even come close to getting. Or maybe I'll just replay the quote-unquote interview that you had with James O'Keefe. You know, the one in which you tried to entrap him with media lies and he absolutely took you apart. Maybe I'll just replay that one for you. My honest opinion, Trotsky, is before you accuse others of not doing a job, perhaps you should look in the mirror. And Leo, you're welcome on this program anytime you like. You can come on, we can have a discussion of what actual journalism is, and we'll compare notes. It's open anytime. All right, moving on. In an attempt to, again, show Leo Trotsky Wolfson what actual journalism is, let's talk about the Christy Antoinette Haswell incident.
Riding along in my automobile, cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go.
The whole drunk driving escapade in her Escalade, actually I think she drives a Yukon, was brought to light by a Ready report. It just so happens that Cowboy State Politics was able to locate that person that called in the Ready report on Christy Antoinette Haswell.
Riding along in my automobile.
Now, normally you wouldn't hear this type of interview because the whole Ready report thing is meant to be anonymous. Report every drunk driver immediately. But because Christy Haswell is a Sheridan County commissioner and her actions were exceptionally egregious, this person offered to come forward, and I'm going to play it for you in just a second. But first, a completely outrageous profit timeout. After all, somebody had to pay for that adventure down in Cheyenne. Today's installment of Morning Reload is brought to you by Rebecca Bextel of Compass Real Estate. If you're in the market for a new property, or if you're thinking about selling, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. That agent is Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. Give her a call. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. One more time, 307-699-3519. Morton Buildings is your source for any type of metal structure. Whether it's a garage or a barn or a roping arena or maybe something bigger like a gigantic warehouse, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Reisner for Senate.
I'm Reed Raisner, and I'm running for United States Senate because our politicians have forgotten what's important. They spend billions protecting borders in Europe and do nothing about our border. You deserve better. Wyoming deserves better. That's why I'm running, to serve you. Join me, and let's send new blood and a strong backbone to D.C. before it's too late. Go to ReedRaisner.com to learn more and join the fight.
And now, back to the program. There was one condition placed upon the interview, that the identity of the witness was to be concealed, to which I agreed. So, here is my interview with the witness to the Christy Haswell hammered driving incident.
On April 10th, Sheridan County Commissioner Christy Antoinette Haswell was arrested for DWUI and hit and run. She apparently was leaving some sort of part of your dinner or something and was driving. Well, nobody would have ever known that this was the case. Well, until somebody went out and found that their mailbox had been run into. But nobody would have ever known had there not been a Ready report that was called into the Sheridan Police Department. So joining me right now is that person who witnessed Christie's driving down the street, swerving all over the place. Our witness has asked that we disguise their identity, and so we've agreed to do that, just so that we could hear the story of that night. We're going to call our witness Sam. So Sam, first, I think that you did absolutely the right thing that anybody should do when you see a drunk driver swerving all over the road. So first, thank you for doing that. Secondly, thank you very much for being willing to talk to us about this. I'd like you to just tell us what you saw that night. Where were you headed? And just tell me the story.
I was leaving my mom's house on Bighorn Avenue, was making a right and waited a little bit longer than I should have. Christy was in front of me and I was behind her. I couldn't see very well due to the lack of good headlights and thought that she was swerving a deer. And so I swerved with her and then she kept swerving. And so I just kept following her. She ran up the sidewalk and hit someone's mailbox and then left. Decided she was going to make a right-hand turn onto Brundage and then changed her mind and went left instead. And I then made the call to the non-emergent line for police.
Okay, now did you know that it was Christy Haswell, or did you just see a vehicle in front of you driving all over the road?
I did not know who it was.
Was it just a vehicle, or was the person you spotted pulling a trailer also?
She was pulling a small trailer on the back of her vehicle with some wood in it.
Okay, so swerving all over the road with a trailer. I would imagine that trailer was kind of swinging along with her as well.
Definitely.
So when you called the police department, what happened next? Tell me about that phone call.
I called it in just stating that I felt she was not safe, or I was worried about her safety due to her driving, and they asked for her license plate and where we were, and I repeated the license plate 3 times and just let them know where she was going before they said that they were getting somebody out there.
3 times? Sounds like they didn't believe you when you told them what the number was on the plate.
No.
After that, is there anything else? I mean, did they ask you to wait around, or...
Nobody said to wait around, so I just turned around and went on my way.
So you would say that she was definitely all over the road, though?
Yeah, very dramatic swerves.
Okay. Well, again, thank you very much for being willing to sit down and visit with me. I really appreciate it. And thank you once again for calling that in. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been killed by drunk drivers, and I think you absolutely did the right thing. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
That'll about do it for today's dose of actual journalism. I hope you were taking notes, Trotsky. This is an excellent example of what you should actually be doing. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.